The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Miss a segment? Want to share a segment with a friend? Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com to catch the podcast. Plus, hear our past shows. That's SundayMorningNewsmakers.com.
It is called the Americans with Disabilities Act, and it is supposed to provide equal access to businesses for those with disabilities. And part of a rule that has been set aside for enforcement in California is the Private Attorney General's Act. It allows attorneys, private attorneys, along with an alleged victim, to go after businesses who don't comply. Well, DA Mike Hesterin is joining us from Riverside County. He is fighting back from some attorneys who are allegedly abusing the system, and he is joining us to tell us about what he's done. Thank you so much, DA Hesterin, for taking time to be with us. It's good to have you on the program.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
So set this up. We know the ADA. It's been around since President Bush, the first president, the father, and it was to provide access, to get businesses to move into compliance and to remove barriers. Sounds like a great idea, but apparently some people decided to abuse the law. Explain.
Right. So let me just take a second and say it is a good idea. People that are disabled in a variety of ways deserve access, equal access, and so our buildings have to, and our places of businesses, public accommodations have to be up to code, and they have to allow people access to them. And so this is a good law, and it's designed to help people that are disabled. Now, what happens though is, like anything else, there are those who will take advantage and find a little gray area and start defrauding the system and defrauding business owners. And that's what's happened in California, and it's gotten pretty bad. So the way this scam works is that a lawyer will, or someone that is working with a lawyer, will go into a business, and there's a variety of ways it works, but the most simplest version, they'll go into a business and threaten a lawsuit and say you're out of compliance with the ADA. These are the areas you're out of compliance. Some of them are technical violations. And they'll say, you know, if you want me to go away, pay me $1,500. And unfortunately, sometimes people will just pay. And then, you know, the underlying problem that they may have identified never gets fixed. And there really wasn't anybody in many cases that was even there that was denied access or that was disabled. And so, you know, that's not enforcing a law. That becomes just a shakedown by an unscrupulous and fraudulent attorney. And so we've got to fight back against that. And so my office has really been aggressive in trying to stop that.
And you've actually, filed a case against an attorney, teamed up with an individual where you're alleging that they're violating a business code. Explain that, because this is a unique strategy that really hasn't been done before. So much of this has been left to the legislature to fix these loopholes, and they really have failed to do so. Explain what your strategy is.
Okay, so if I can just take a minute to kind of tell you how our strategy progressed. So we had business owners here in Riverside County where began reporting to us several years ago that they were you know, victims of these types of frauds that were based on the Americans with Disabilities Act, and some of the times it was just as I explained, somebody would go into a business and purport to have been discriminated against, and then just a shakedown. However, sometimes it was attorneys going in and actually filing cases, discrimination cases. Again, based on their claim that they'd been discriminated against in some way. So we started looking into this, and we found a couple of pretty egregious cases. And the first one we prosecuted a guy named Rodolfo De Hoyos. This was 3 years ago. We actually got convicted and was sentenced to several, I think, probation and then several, like 2 years in custody. Subsequent to that, there was an individual who was really active in Riverside named Rogelio Morales. Mr. Morales was an attorney. He and his wife were systematically targeting businesses, and in fact, they were targeting Hispanic-owned businesses, and specifically Hispanic-owned businesses, and really, in some ways, became close to like a stalking situation. We ended up filing multiple felony counts against Mr. Morales and his wife, and actually took that case to trial. We actually charged hate crime allegations. Mr. Morales was convicted and recently sentenced to 22 years in state prison. I'm talking real state prison, not local jail. So that was interesting, and that was, I think, in some ways the first of its kind, the way we prosecuted it. And we're very aggressive on this. I make no apologies about it. This is a widespread problem, and we want business owners in Riverside County to know, don't fall for a scam. Call us. We 100% support the ADA, but there are bad actors out there. Now, then what you're referring to is what we did recently, and that is we identified a law firm where they had filed over 100 cases, discrimination cases here in Riverside County against local businesses. And as best we can tell, and we filed this since our allegation, is that many, if not all, of those cases are based on fraud, in the sense that nobody even went into the business in some cases, and other various forms of fraud. So they're claiming in court that that someone went into the business and was discriminated against, and they're doing so in a fraudulent manner. And so we have filed a civil prosecution. That's what I think you're referring to. It's unique in the sense that it's not a criminal matter. No one's going to go to jail, but we have now sort of taken the fight in a different area. We're going to push back on those law firms that are basically doing this as a business, as a business practice, where they're committing fraud based on this law, and we're going to take it right to them and sue them in court. And again, we're alleging fraud, and we're going to ask the court to make them disgorge those profits.
And that would mean disgorge. That's a technical term for give it back, right?
We're going to take it from them and give it to the victim.
There you go. Now, let me ask you, because real quick, because time is short, let me ask you this. Without giving up too much, if you can't in the case, you're alleging fraud. You must believe that individuals in this allegedly were not as they purported. Either they're claiming they're disabled and they're not, or something like that. Can you tell us a little bit about what we know, or do you need to save that for the case?
Well, I can tell you a little bit. I do need to save most of it for the case and be careful what I say. But you know, we are alleging fraud, and I can say that sometimes fraud comes in the form of nobody even went into the business. So that would be fraudulent. In other words, to say, "Oh, I was discriminated by this business, and we're filing this claim," when you don't have a client that went into the business ever, that would be fraud. The other way, as you suggest, would be to say, my client was discriminated against and the person's not actually disabled. So those are just two really common forms of fraud, but it gets a little bit more complicated in the sense that, fraudsters are very clever and ingenious, and they come up with new ways to defraud people every day.
Now, let me ask you in the broader sense. You want people to identify if they feel like they've been a victim of this and reached out to you. We'll get whatever email you want to share there. But, you know, you're not an isolated county. Some of these firms have filed all over the place. I mean, this is a huge statewide problem. If you go to, the court records, you can see tons and tons of these cases. They basically print them up, stick somebody's name in there, and file them, right?
That's right. And that's become a practice, a business practice. And I believe, this is my belief, but I believe that it's a huge problem, as you say, statewide. I think that the way the law has been written, it leaves a gray area, a loophole, if you will, and it needs to be fixed. But in the meantime, I can't control the legislature, and I'm not here to call them out, but it needs to be fixed. And until it does, we're going to prosecute fraud aggressively.
How can people contact you? Because Is there any names or firms or anything you want to put out there? You did in your press release. What would you like people to do if they can either support you with evidence or similar cases? What do you need to do more?
Yeah, so if a member of the public who's listening to you today believes that they've been defrauded or they have some information about Americans with Disabilities Act fraud, please do contact us, particularly if you're in Southern California. It doesn't have to be Riverside County, but contact us, let us know. So the best way to reach us, you can reach us by email at rivcoda.org. And then our main line is 951-955-5400. And just ask for someone in special prosecutions that deals with ADA fraud.
This is such a painful thing, a law that was intended to increase access to those in the disability community, used in a way to literally come through and rip off businesses who would like to comply and should be using the money that would be spent on getting the right sign for the parking lot or raising the sink or, you know, taping underneath the pipes so that somebody who has wheelchair access wouldn't get burned. But this is taking it, turned it upside down, and turned it into a cottage industry, driving our Southern California businesses out of business, hurting them.
That's right.
All in the name of the disabled community. To those who are listening who, you know, hear this is going on, DA Mike Hestron is coming after them. And the difference here is up to now, there hasn't been a way to get any sort of restitution. You're seeking a way through this disgorgement of getting to these people and getting the money back and saying, you can't do this.
Right.
It's not about locking you up. It's about, you know, you do this, this will not become a profitable thing anymore.
Well, it's both. I mean, I'm not going to say it's one or the other. We have both options. And, you know, we aggressively go after folks that are doing this. And if we can prove a case criminally, we will. But on top of that, the law firms that are just filing these cases, they may also be committing fraud and themselves. And that's what I think is new here. We're going to be very aggressive in prosecuting this, both civilly and criminally.
DA Mike Hestron joining us from Riverside County on his efforts to go after abusers of the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, the shakedown lawsuits that you hear about. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time with us today. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
AM 870, The Answer. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.